just for whatever reason wasn't your day. Too many turnovers, I thought, in the first quarter, and then you settled the turnovers down, got in the game, took the lead a couple of times, and then foul trouble for your top two scorers crept in, and then three fouls there on the bench for most of the second quarter, and that was really the ball game in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, definitely that was certainly a problem tonight. And, you know, Emily and Lindy are both sitting on the bench. That's going to be pretty tough for us. And we just have to adjust to calls, honestly. I mean, we can't say, oh, I didn't do that. Sometimes it's going to happen. You're going to get a foul that maybe you didn't think you did, but they called it. You can't take it back. Yeah. And so we have to adjust to it. And, you know, I don't feel like we did a very good job on that tonight.
And when you take those two off the floor there, Lindy and Emily, you get pretty young immediately. For times they're playing three freshmen in pretty big situation. They did a good job for the most part there for a while, keeping it in that 6 to 8 point margin. But then Hayes went on that big run and was kind of the air went out of the sails there.
Well, I mean, especially when we don't know who we're guarding. We don't know what offense we're in. And yep, that's what's going to happen when you have that much inexperience on the floor. But, you know, I also told the girls, I'm kind of tired of making that excuse for them. And they're here, though, and they're playing. And so we just have to kind of figure it out, and we have to be smarter about it. And also, I need Madison to lead us. And I think she's starting to figure that out a little bit more. But she has to take control of the game.
And she did a little bit more of that in the second half there, and I thought especially. And she ended up with 8 points there. But your team kept fighting, and you had to like the runs that you guys did have in that second half at times there. Got to within 12 and then the foul out. But the effort was there in that second half, tried to come back, and just too much to overcome.
Sure. I mean, I told him, I said, no matter what happens, we're going to go down fighting. And I felt like we certainly did, so I was proud of them for that. But, you know, it was almost too little too late. You know, I was kind of like, where has this effort been the whole night? But, you know what, we can certainly learn several lessons from this, and it is not season ending, and we're going to get better from it.
Absolutely, and they were very hot from the foul line as well today. It was Hayes, and that was part of it as well. But you turn around, and I got to come back to a third-place game tomorrow afternoon at the high school, either against Colby or Highland Park.
Right, and I told them, I said, you know, we got to get over this quick, because we're playing for third place tomorrow. And I said, I like third place. That's a big deal to get third in a tournament like this. So, you know what? I really want to do well, and let's get that third place trophy.
And you want a trophy, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, and for a game like this today, is it good to have a game that quick turnaround?
Yeah, because I don't want to dwell on it very long. You know, let's get over it. Let's get ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow's a new day. That's what my dad always says. You can be mad until midnight, and then tomorrow's a new day. So that's how I'm going to look at it.
All right. Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. And, Coach, thank you for the time here. And good luck to you guys coming up here tomorrow.
Thank you.